Model Test 3, Speaking Section. The speaking section tests your ability to communicate in English in an academic setting. During the test, you will be presented with 6 speaking questions. The questions ask for a response to a single question, a conversation, a talk, or a lecture. You may take notes as you listen, but notes are not graded. You may use your notes to answer the questions. Some of the questions ask for a response to a reading passage and a talk or a lecture. The reading passages and the questions are written, but most of the directions will be spoken. Your speaking will be evaluated on both the fluency of the language and the accuracy of the content. You will have 15 to 20 seconds to prepare and 45 to 60 seconds to respond to each question. Typically, a good response will require all of the response time, but the answer will be complete by the end of the response time. The time for the speaking section is about 20 minutes. A clock on the screen will show you how much time you have to prepare your answer and how much time you have to record it.
Number 1. Listen for a question about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
A possession is an object that you own. If you are asked to choose one possession that you prize highly, which one would you choose? Why? What makes this possession especially valuable to you? Use specific reasons and details to explain your choice.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 2. Listen for a question that asks your opinion about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Some people enjoy living in a location that has a warm climate all year. Other people like to live in a place where the seasons change. Which type of climate do you prefer, and why? Use specific reasons and examples to support your opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 3. Read a short passage and listen to a talk on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
A new policy for withdrawal from classes at the university has been established. Read the policy in the college catalog, printed on page 310. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to the students discuss the policy with each other.
The difference in this policy from the old policy is now you only have 3 reasons to request a full refund after the first week: illness, death in the family, or military service.
Right, but that about covers it, don't you think?
Not really. In the old policy, you could drop out to help your family. Look, let's say that your mother's sick. She's not dying, but she needs care. Then what? If you drop out to help her, you just lose your tuition.
Oh, I see. So you think that there should be more flexibility?
Yeah, I think every case should be decided on its own merits. This policy is too
narrow?
Too rigid. I think at least some students will have other good reasons to withdraw, and they'll just have to take a partial reimbursement because they won't be able to document their eligibility. I'd like to see a procedure, you know, a way to petition for eligibility. I'd like to see that added to the policy.
The student expresses her opinion of the policy for reimbursement. Report her opinion and explain the reasons that she gives for having that opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 4. Read a short passage and then listen to part of a lecture on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now read the passage about ballads, printed on page 311. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture in a music appreciation class. The professor is talking about the ballad of Barbara Allen.
There are countless versions of the ballad of Barbara Allen, and although it probably originated in the British Isles, versions are found not only in the British colonies, but also in many other countries, including Italy and several countries in Scandinavia. In fact, there are almost 100 versions in the United States alone. But the version that I'm going to play for you today is the traditional child ballad, number 84, from the reference English and Scottish Popular Ballads. In it, the narrative tells the story of Barbara Allen and the young man who fell in love with her. After Barbara Allen rejects him, he dies of unrequited love. And the day after his funeral, Barbara Allen dies of regret. They are buried beside each other in the churchyard, and a red rose grows from his grave. A briar grows from her grave, that's a thorny bush, and as they twine around each other, the rose and the thorn, they form a lover's knot. So we see that the lovers who were not united in life are together in death. The music is repetitive, like most ballads, and also important to identifying it as a ballad, the second and the fourth lines of each four-line stanza rhyme.
Define a ballad, and then explain why Barbara Allen can be classified as a ballad.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 5. Listen to a short conversation. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between a student and her friend.
I thought you liked your history class.
I do. I mean, it's a lot of reading and everything, but I enjoy that, even though it takes a lot of time.
So what's the deal?
Okay, last week, Dr. Norman assigned a paper.
Well, I think that's fairly standard for a history class.
Sure, it's on the syllabus, but it isn't very clear what he wants us to do, and he didn't really clarify it when he talked about it in class, so I don't know how to start.
When's the paper due?
At midterm. So I have time, but still, I'd like to get going on it.
Yeah, but like you say, you have time. Just wait until next week and ask about it again in class.
I could, but won't he be insulted? After all, he already explained it once.
Oh, I don't think he'd mind. He'd probably be glad that you want to do it correctly.
I don't know. Maybe he would.
But anyway, if you don't want to do that, you could just make an appointment to talk about your ideas for the paper, you know, to get some direction about the topic. That way, the conversation will just naturally lead into an explanation of how he wants you to do it.
Describe the woman's problem and the two suggestions that her friend makes about how to handle it. What do you think the woman should do and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 6. Listen to part of a lecture. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to part of a lecture in a general science class. The professor is discussing the way that ultrasound works.
Okay, let's talk about how ultrasound works and how it's used in medical diagnosis. To make a long story short, ultrasound is very similar to the sonar devices we discussed last week. Remember the system that emits ultrasonic pulses and listens for reflected pulses from objects in the ocean? Well, ultrasound is really just another type of sonar. The sound waves used in the ultrasound are created by a crystal that moves rapidly back and forth, creating a sound, but you can't hear it because the frequency is so high. The doctor places the device, the transmitter that sends out the sound waves, the doctor puts that on the surface of the skin so the sound waves are transmitted inside the body. And when this high-frequency sound is directed to a particular area, then the tissue and organs reflect the sound. The patterns of sound that are reflected are processed by a computer, and an image appears on the screen. And that tells the doctor whether there is something unusual there or not. This is very important in the diagnosis of cancer, to know whether a tumor is present, and also as a non-invasive way to monitor the growth of a fetus during pregnancy.
Using the main points and examples from the lecture, describe the kind of information that ultrasound can provide, and then explain the way that ultrasound is used in medical diagnosis.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.